My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A lot of Steelers stuff to get into, and we will do just that in a moment with our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Chris Carter. He'll be on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. A woman would not have a second date with Callis because he didn't get her flowers and or chocolate on the first date. And so I've thrown up a Twitter poll. Do you get flowers and or chocolate for somebody on a first date? Overwhelmingly, the response, 90% of people saying no. And the text line has exploded for our guy here. People getting behind Nicholas Harry Callis, including a guy who says, bought a girl chocolates for a first date. She told me she was allergic to chocolate. F her, I left. Oh, my God. We had a woman who chimed in who said, I don't want or expect flowers, chocolate on the first date. I'm one to even split the bill on a first date. Second date, I might let the man pay. I think if you're going to invest in somebody, your time, that's one thing.
I drove a half hour both ways bought drinks.
I always have on a first date got the food and or drinks.
Yeah.
That should be enough.
Right.
And if we both agree that we have enough in common and we're vibing and we're having a nice time, second date, you want chocolate, you want flowers, fine. And here's my favorite text on all this. Callis, it's 2024. Bring condoms on a first date.
I didn't bring those, no.
That would be presumptuous, and I think you did the right thing by not bringing them. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now. Carter, do you agree with the Twitter poll results? Do you agree with the text line? Would you get chocolate and flowers for somebody on a first date?
Yeah. Let me tell you, I dated like 4 people in my life. The first 3 I didn't do that for. The 4th one I did do that for, and we're getting married next year. So there
you
go.
Man, I do believe you to be a very romantic man. Do I have that right?
Thank you.
The way you talk about your fiance is the way that I think, and I'm serious about this, all fiancés should want to be talked about. I think it is obvious. I don't know need that we need to go all too personal here. It is obvious how much you love her, and you are a big old sap, I think, Mr. Carter.
I am a super sap when it comes to Tiana. She is an amazing person. She makes me better every day. I love her very much, and I hope she hears me because she's literally on the other side of this wall.
You need to speak up. You sound like you're running the old silent count there. We need you gotta be as loud as you can, man.
All right. Omaha.
Omaha, let's get down to brass tacks now. So this was a subject of another Twitter poll. We'll just have you react to both of them. Rank these positions, if you will, Mr. Carter, in order of concern. Wide receiver, corner, offensive line.
receiver, corner, offensive line. As in one's the most concerned?
Yeah, just if wide receiver's most concerning, that would be one, and then least concerning would be three, yeah.
Okay, wide receiver, offensive line, corner. I lead with wide receiver because obviously they need answers there. They don't know what they fully have there. They also haven't really seen, I think, the passing game take off yet because they haven't really gotten into it that much. And we've been talking to Arthur. We talked to Arthur Smith, Russell Wilson, and Justin Fields this week. All three acknowledged, like, hey, that what they've been working on has been more experimental than trying to put together the full passing game plan to make that work. And the same thing goes for the run game. But I think that's why we haven't gotten a chance to really see these guys step up. I do think Van Jefferson could be, you know, stepping up. I still think he's more of a wide receiver three who can help as in the wide receiver two position, but isn't a full wide receiver two in the NFL. But I think it's more of the unknown that works there. I say offensive line is two there because I think you've seen struggles with this offensive line. And they're also a young offensive line. They're very young, and young offensive linemen often are the ones that are learning the most, getting beat up the most, but then we see if they adapt or not. You remember young David DeCastro once took out Marquise Pouncey in the first drive of the season by cut blocking right into his knee, and then you lost, you know, all pro center Marquise Pouncey. So that stuff like that takes time. But the reason I list cornerback last is because I really think Joey Porter Jr. looks really solid. I think Dante Jackson is a much better number two option at corner than what they had with Patrick Peterson last year, just because Patrick Peterson was older and wasn't as fast. And I really think that Corey Trice has made some really good progress this year at corner. And I don't think there's much to sniff at with Beanie Bishop or Darius Rush either. I think they've got youth. I think they've got depth. And that's why I'll say, you know, it's still not like the strongest position on the team or anything, but I think that of those three, that's the least concerning right now.
Yeah, I went wide receiver. I was most concerned about that. And then I went corner, and then I went the offensive line. I think the offensive line is the most important, but I really believe in the talent that they have there. Like, with all being equal, when everybody's healthy, I think that's the group that has the chance to be the best out of that unit. Doesn't mean it's going to be like that day one. In fact, I don't think it can be like that day one. Mm-hmm. I believe in the talent.
Right.
The reason I had corner as less of a concern than wide receiver is because, not what you said, which I thought is well stated. You talked about some of the guys that you actually think are better than most people might think who are on the outside looking in. To me, it's about you got Watt, you got Highsmith, you got Benton, you got Hayward. Mm-hmm. I think you got good blitzing linebackers. I think you got good safeties. Yep. And I think for all those reasons, you can make up for corner a little bit. Whereas wide receiver, man, I think it can be quite easy to shut this team down. You double George, and I'm going to simplify it, but you double George, you stack the box against the run, and you say, we'll deal with death by a dozen cuts from Freiermuth, and we'll just deal with one-on-one on the outside with Van Jefferson.
See, that could be the strategy there. I think that there's if the offense is more designed to hurt people schematically in the way that I think Arthur Smith is trying to set things up like he did in Tennessee, it will not be easy to just shut down George Pickens while you're also taking away the run, because then there's play action. There's going to be, and I think this is why Russell Wilson is the quarterback you kind of want to run this offense. Russell Wilson's very good at just taking what's there and getting the ball out and finding the open guy and letting that be the result. Because in those situations, that's what teams did. Like, if you go back to Ben Roethlisberger, that was one thing that he struggled with. If the run game wasn't there and you took away Antonio Brown and he didn't have Martavis Bryant or Juju Smith-Schuster lighting it up, he was not a dink and dunker who could win with just Eli Rogers, you know, just fighting. You know, that's what the Patriots did to the Steelers in the AFC Championship.
I was just going to say that, Chris. I was going to say the game that slaps me in the face is, all right, I guess we better throw it to Sammy Coates. Uh-oh. And then we all know what happened there.
More.
No, and not for nothing. Of course it's not for nothing. Doran happens to agree with you. He says it's a lot. Mm. It's going to be a lot harder in Arthur Smith's offense to take away George Pickens than the rudimentary football opinion may make you think. One more thing for you, because we took up way too much of your time with the first date talk here, Chris, but we had Batco on earlier, your colleague for the Post-Gazette. He said he thinks that Russ is, yes, going to win the starting job, but He does really believe that the door is ajar for Justin Fields. Do you agree with that?
It doesn't matter what I think, but I do think that Russell Wilson, he has that lead. I think that the only way he loses this battle is if he plays atrociously on Saturday and then Justin Fields plays really well. And then that is the door that's open. But when I say atrociously, I mean Russell Wilson comes out in five drives, throws two interceptions, doesn't score a single point, and Justin Fields comes out and in two drives and scores like two touchdowns. Like that's what would have to happen, is that Russell Wilson would have to show like, oh man, like this is not working at all. And Justin Fields show, no, this is, I am your best hope. You know, and I think that is what have to happen there. And I think that's what, and Brian and I talk about that on today's North Shore Drive podcast. Check that out for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on YouTube and all your favorite podcasting apps. But we talked about that and, you know, kind of acknowledged like, look, yeah, the door's ajar. And I think that's the fruit of the labor that Justin Fields put forward. When he started camp, he was erratic. His feet weren't together. He was missing easy targets. As by the second week, all that was gone. And each day he stacked it to be better and better and better. But is he still better than the 9-time Pro Bowler in his 13th season, Russell Wilson? I don't think he's gotten there yet, and that's why they're in the position they are.
9th Pro Bowl, 13 seasons. Yep. I got to think you did that on purpose. Chris, appreciate the time as always. It's always a lot of fun when you come on, man. Let's keep doing it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. So you got Batco saying the door is ajar. You've got Carter saying that the door would become ajar if Russell Wilson stinks and Justin Fields plays out of his mind. I don't even think that would do it in one preseason game. I don't think it would. I think it's going to be Russ. I think Mike Tomlin's always thought it was going to be Russ. I think Mike Tomlin has learned from past failures and wanted to get a legitimate look at the thing. But I don't think that Justin Fields ever really had a chance. And once I heard Arthur Smith talk about Russell and how he was limited in that game and how they didn't really want to play him, but Russell Wilson wanted to get out there, it kind of changed my opinion on that whole injury situation. I thought for the longest time that the Steelers were taking advantage of the fact that Russell got hurt on that blocking sled, and they were utilizing that to get an extra look at Justin Fields. I don't believe that anymore. We got in a preseason game number 2, and they were still limiting what Russell Wilson could do because they did not want him to re-aggravate the injury. I think they were legitimately concerned that a guy of his age, that thing could go a totally different direction if they pushed him too much. And so it's convenient and it's lucky that they did get to get a bigger look at Justin Fields, but I don't think that they milked it. I initially did, but after I heard Arthur Smith, no, I don't think that they are doing it for Justin Fields' benefit. I think they were doing it for Russell Wilson's benefit. Keep that guy healthy. Why? Well, because he's the starting quarterback. Tweet me if you agree. Tweet me if you disagree. Tweet me if you've got first aid advice for Nick Callis. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's react to some of the other stuff that Chris had to say, including which position unit he thinks is of the most concern as we get closer to the regular season. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls, plural. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust P.J.com. Doran not here. He'll be back with us on Monday. Do you buy chocolates and or flowers for someone on the first date? So far, a lot of votes in. 94% of people say no. Only 6% of people say yes. Callis had a first date and then not a second date because he didn't buy chocolate and flowers and the woman wanted chocolate and flowers. I think you get chocolate and flowers on a second date if we get along. I'll spend money on you if we get along. I'll be romantic if I know that it's worth being romantic to you. And it seems like the listening audience agrees with us, Callis. Also, next Twitter poll. The Steelers Twitter poll. Which Steelers position group concerns you the most? And I have omitted quarterback And a lot of people wrote in Mike Tomlin. Just come on. Are we doing that already? It's August 23rd. I'm asking about position groups. And like a dozen people on Twitter say Mike Tomlin is the biggest position group that concerns you the most. 46% of people saying O-line. 49% of people saying wide receiver. Only 5% saying cornerbacks. I would actually go wide receiver, corner, and then O-line. We had Chris Carter on in the last segment from the Post-Gazette. He went wide receiver, O-line, corner. The reason I rank it the way I do is because I love the players they have on the offensive line. My starting offensive line. Because I would have it go Broderick Jones, Seumalo, Zach Frazier, James Daniels, Troy Faltanu. And I think while the early returns might not be outstanding for an offensive line that's playing three players that are that young, I can buy the pedigree there. Wide receiver is the biggest worry to me because I don't trust anybody other than George Pickens, and God forbid he should get hurt, then you've got the worst wide receiver core in the league. And I think the argument is similar for cornerbacks. Joey Porter Jr. goes down, I think you're in a world of hurt. The reports out of camp, the reports out of practice are that Dante Jackson has played really well and that Corey Trice in year two, after missing all of last season with an injury, is impressing. But I got to see that in a real game before I believe in those two. The reason why I'm not as concerned about that as wide receiver is because you've got TJ Watt. You've got Alex Highsmith. You've got Keanu Benton. You've got Cam Hayward. You've got inside backers that I think are really good blitzers, including Patrick Queen. You're going to get pressure on the quarterback. I think they're going to stop the run. And so I think you can hide your corners a little, especially when you've got a good safety tandem, and I believe that the Steelers do. And I think the Steelers are fairly deep at safety. I think they can get creative a little bit, where Deshaun Elliott could maybe be your slot guy whenever you go, not to get too in the weeds here, big nickel or something like that. So while I am concerned, not as much about wide receiver. Now, the most important position unit outside of quarterback is the offensive line. Of that, there is no doubt. There's no debate. But I'll buy in on the pedigree. What do you think? 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on that. It is 826. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they could do for you. How about how romantic Chris Carter is? He says he's only been in four long-term relationships, which I think is actually a pretty big number. In terms of long-term relationships, four of them. I mean, he's a young man. He's in his mid-30s. He says three of them, no flowers and chocolate on the first date. The last one, his now fiance, who's a wonderful person. He did buy her flowers and chocolate on the first date. A lot of people chiming in on this. I was joking with Callis during the break. We sit here, we talk Steelers all morning. Mix in a little bit of Skeens. Penguins made a big trade. Mix that in there a bit. I think good topics. Nice interaction. Solid back and forth. There's no dorm, but you guys are hanging out with us today. You mentioned for 3 minutes that Callis didn't get a second date because he didn't bring chocolates. Because he didn't bring flowers. And the text line and Twitter exploded.
We should have asked the wenches about this yesterday. That would have been a great topic of conversation.
I don't think the wenches want chocolate or flowers. I think the wenches want something else.
I gathered that. Well, here's why I'm kind of sensitive on this, too. When I was 15, I had a crazy ex. And I've been really sensitive about like overpaying for people that may not work out for you. Now, in the relationship, I am invested because I believe that it will end in marriage. That's what I do if
you
I commit
go
to
into
somebody.
It. Yeah. And so, just real quick.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to be spending money on somebody and then get your
it's
heart
not
broken.
It's not even that. It was like, I did not have time to go to a store. I went from job one to job two to my grandfather, who had just gotten out of the hospital, to a half-hour trip north.
Did you explain
to buy
this
her
to
drinks?
Her?
No.
Well, communication also important.
I was going to tell her, like, okay, here's what's going on in my life. I figured we could have more of a conversation if she didn't not talk to me for 4 days while she thought about this with her friends and coworkers. That's all I'm saying. So I didn't get the opportunity. I didn't text her back. I tried to talk to her. She left me unopened on Snapchat.
How old is she?
27.
All right, so not too old.
No.
I was going to say, like, if she was in her mid-30s or something.
No, I don't date up that far.
Because she is older than you.
Yeah.
So she has a better understanding of what she wants. I think.
I don't know why that's represent. But here's.
Well, here's what I was going to say. I think the longer this goes for her being single, she's going to be bitching, moaning, complaining to all her friends that men stink, when in reality, she's setting a bizarre expectation, and that's the real reason she's single. Not because of you.
No, I don't blame
myself. And not
because
of the general man.
I appreciate the support, but I'm still stuck that I made the right decision. But also, 15 years old, an ex wanted me to buy a promise ring. And I said, no. I said, we're not doing rings.
A promise of what?
I like you, and we're in high school. I'm good.
What does a promise ring mean?
That you're going to get an engagement ring one day, which is going to lead to a wedding ring, I guess.
See, the promise ring...
And I just wasn't...
The promise ring sounds like a save the date for a wedding.
Yeah.
Which always annoyed me.
Yeah.
Send out an invitation and don't send out a save the date. The invitation will act as the save the date. I'm not going to give you a promise ring. That's like having a pre-game show.
Yes.
Why am I doing a pre-game show before the pre-game show?
Well, it's like the fan early morning show. It's the pre-show to the pre-show.
Yeah, why do we do that?
But what ended up happening was the compromise was a $130 necklace. I'm 15. I mean, that's not terrible and by inflation standards today, but like as a 15-year-old who had one summer job, having to spend $130.
Dude, that's probably 3 months of your pay.
Yeah. So that's
red flags galore.
That was and so I'm a little extra sensitive to like expecting me to pay for stuff.
What a promise ring at 15.
$130 necklace. I didn't end up spending on that.
I know you didn't.
My mom reimbursed me because she was like, Nicholas, you come on, you're 15.
That request is out of this world.
Yeah. She was not good for me. Yeah.
We're not getting engaged, but I'm gonna buy you a ring that says one day we will get engaged. Get the hell out of here. All right, coming up next, the soon-to-be-sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by To Be Determined. A deal went down in the NFL yesterday that had me second-guessing the 2021 NFL draft. But it's not just a second guess. I'll explain more.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, that music can only mean one thing. It is time for our football segment. And can you smell it, folks? Callis, you smell that?
It's football in the air!
It is football in the air. And tomorrow, baby, we have exported ACC football to the land of my ancestors, to Ireland, Georgia Tech, Florida State. High noon kickoff here on the East Coast, and ESPN has sent Pat McAfee and his show out there, and I could not be more jealous. When I was in Ireland a couple years ago, we left at night. We got to Ireland in the morning, and the suggestion by all was don't sleep, just stay up through the day, basically stay up 24 hours so that you get accumulated to the clock over there. And it worked, and it was great. And we went into this little pub in Kilkenny, Ireland, with a nice woman named Molly, her pub, no one was in there, just me and my wife. And she said, there are two ways I always tell people you could stay up when you get to Ireland and you're trying to, you know, beat the jet lag. You can either drink my coffee or you just got to get drunk. Any guesses as to what I did, Callis?
Got drunk.
I got drunk. And my wife drank coffee, and it was a wonderful time, and I am terribly jealous of Pat McAfee for being over there. Not for nothing, Art Rooney II said on the first broadcast of the preseason to expect the Steelers to play an international game next year. Now, the Steelers have a massive fan base in Mexico, could be a possibility. Also, we know about the Rooneys in Ireland and Dan being the ambassador. It's going to be one of those two. My money'd be on Ireland, and if that's the case, Craig Riley, if you're listening to this, I am going to request my time off now. The Chiefs made Creed Humphrey the highest paid center in the National Football League. He was drafted 63rd overall in the 2021 NFL draft. Pat Freiermuth was selected at 55. I love Pat Freiermuth. I think he has potential to be a very, very good tight end in this league. I think we've seen that from him. I think Matt Canada sucked out his soul. I think injuries sucked out his soul last year. But I'd be lying if I said that at the time, I didn't want Creed Humphrey. Because I did. I sang a song, in fact. Can you take me higher than pick number 63? And that's where Humphrey went. Freiermuth at 55. The Steelers wanted to fix their running game. It's why they drafted Najee Harris in the first round back then. I think he even could have used the 24th overall pick way back when on Creed Humphrey, who is among the, if not the best centers in the entire National Football League. And if I were a general manager and I were trying to build out a running game, I would do it in the trenches before running back. And they did not do that. And I think they made the wrong call with Najee Harris, and I think that the new administration looks at it the way I do. Andy Weidel comes in here. They go get Sayamalu. They get Herbig. They draft a tackle in each of the last two first rounds, and they don't pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option. I think the Steelers are now looking at the running back position the way the rest of the league looks at running back. That running backs, you'd rather pay less and get 80, 90% of the production than pay a ton, and you're not really getting what you pay for. If you've got a good running back in an elite offensive line, you're going to have a great running game. If you have a so-so offensive line and a great running back, unless it's Barry Sanders, it's not really going to lead you to great places. I think the new regime sees it in a modern light. I think Kevin Colbert saw it kind of in the way of the past. And I love Colbert, but the last few drafts of his tenure, not exactly outstanding. Anthony Richardson, easy for me to say. Anthony Richardson played last night for the Indianapolis Colts against the Cincinnati Bengals, and people got really excited because he led a touchdown drive in his first series of the game. After that, went on to throw a pick six, and he got shut down on the next four drives. Why is this noteworthy? It was the Bengals' second team defense. It was the Colts' first team offense. The Steelers will play the Colts in week four. The Steelers lost in Indianapolis last year. You had KZ getting tossed out of the game, and Gardner Minshew went buck wild against a banged up, maligered Steelers defense. I think you marked that one down as a dub. Steelers better go on into Indianapolis and win that football game, because Anthony Richardson may well be good one day. He is absolutely not good right now. That is our football segment. Coming up next, more football, but more specifically looking at some roster battles for the Steelers. We've talked about the offensive line. We've talked about wide receiver. We've talked about corner. We've talked ad nauseum about quarterback. But who are some guys that could wind up getting cut? There's one guy that we were all in love with 2 years ago, and I don't think he's going to make the Steelers roster. We'll tell you who that is coming up next. And then we've got Bob Pompieni joining us at 9 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, Bob Pompieni going to be joining the program. Bob, kind enough to do this every week with us during the preseason. He, of course, will be the play-by-play guy on Channel 2 tomorrow, kickoff against the Lions, 1 p.m. And Mike Tomlin has said that this is a dress rehearsal and that the Steelers are kind of trying to have it both ways. You used to have four preseason games. The third one was the dress rehearsal. Then the fourth one is where all the guys who could be future bartenders of America, according to Bob Pompieni, are going to play. Well, Tomlin wants a little of both in this game. So the starters early and the guys who are on that cut line late. We'll talk to Bob about all that coming up in 10 minutes. Here's a couple of dudes on the cut line that I think you should be paying attention to in this game. It's not as sexy as the quarterback talk or anything like that, but it does matter because there's a player that a lot of us were asking to see more of a couple of years ago who I just don't think is going to make this roster. You got Patrick Queen at inside backer with Alandon Roberts. That's a good 1-2 punch. At some point, maybe you hope Cole Holcomb can come back, but your third string inside linebacker right now is a stud in Wilson. Now, he's coming back from a concussion, but his first preseason game, he was outstanding. So where am I leading with this? Mark Robinson. I don't think he's going to make this football team because he's clearly behind all of those guys, and the Steelers are putting a lot of weight into this new kickoff rule. They brought Tyler Matakevich back, who is a good special teams player. He was good in that regard here. He was good doing the same thing in Buffalo. They brought in Cordarrelle Patterson basically to just be their kickoff return specialist. He's going to get some run in the offense, but that's why he's here. And it was stated as such when they brought him in. They value that kickoff thing. It's goofy. It's convoluted. I think it's stupid, but it's important. They value it. They're going to keep Tyler Matakevich around. And a few years ago when the Steelers had all kinds of inside linebacker struggles, a lot of us on these airwaves were asking for Mark Robinson to come in, at least to see what he's got. And he did play a little bit against the Browns and the Ravens at the end of that year. He's not going to make this football team. And that is not good for him, but I think that's good because it shows you just how far they've come at that position. Some other guys to keep an eye on. LaMichael Perine. I thought he looked really good in the last preseason game. The Steelers probably not going to keep four running backs, but you wonder about the injury to Jaylen Warren. And if LaMichael Perine shows out, maybe you do keep him around because it might be Najee Harris and only Cordarrelle Patterson for game one. I think this one's obvious, but at corner, Thomas Graham Jr., who's had a cup of coffee in the league, battling with Beanie Bishop for that slot corner role. If I were going to bet on this, I don't know where you'd have to go to find such a thing. I would bet on the Steelers opening day nickel not being a guy who's on the roster right now. But I think Beanie Bishop's in pole position. If he is healthy enough to play and plays well, he'll get the opportunity. And he's thought of, I think, higher than Thomas Graham Jr. And then finally, you know who four of the wide receivers are going to be on this roster? Pickens, Jefferson, Wilson, and Calvin Austin. They're going to make it. Steelers are going to keep five or six. So tomorrow, a big day for Quez Watkins, Dez Fitzpatrick, and Scotty Miller. Kyle Shanahan spoke yesterday, the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. He says hopefully things are getting close on Trent Williams, their left tackle. One of the best, if not the best, left tackles in football. They think that they're getting close on a deal there. They're optimistic. If that gets done before an Ayuk deal, you can't be happy if you're Brandon Ayuk. And as I just said, Quez Watkins, Dez Fitzpatrick, and Scotty Miller battling for their viability, battling for their roster lives. Keeping an eye on San Francisco and Brandon Ayuk is what I'm trying to say. I know people are sick of it. I'm sick of it myself. If Trent Williams gets done in the coming days and Ayuk is not done, that's only going to serve to tick that guy off a little bit more. All right, we talked to Bob Pompiani coming up next. Fan weather, though, before that, is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 81, low of 53.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.